Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Birmingham Panthers head coach, Joe Tripp. Joe, first of all, teams out there now. So how has that initial reaction been to it?
Yeah, it's been really, really positive. I think the Gebby Cubed is now a thing. So I don't think I've ever signed a team with so many of the same names. But yeah, no, it's been brilliant to get it out there. I'm really proud of the squad I've got. I'm really excited. I think we've got a great mix of experience and youth kind of in there. Experienced youth though in saying that, so yeah, just kind of everyone's like, we can't wait to get started. I need these next these next couple of months just to get, you know, everything underneath that we need to lay those foundations to make sure the girls come in really strongly.
I'd suggest as well, it was important as well that Gabs and Jazz and obviously Ziggy as well, a lot of those familiar faces from the Stars joined you in this next step.
It's great to have players that know me and I know them really well. I think you know, the vision for Panthers is a lot further on now that the, you know, professionalization piece has come into it. So getting to work with players I know is always really, really exciting and kind of gives you that boost and kind of that lift at the start of the season. You kind of know what you're doing with them, which is fantastic, and where you need to get them. So yeah, it's a really good starting platform.
What will signing Gabby Coffey bring?
Yeah, Gabby Coffey is, I think she's phenomenal. She actually reminded me of myself a little bit in that
you
stage.
You can't go wrong there.
Yeah, I'm hoping just 10 years younger, a lot fitter and able to get more ball. I think with, you know, Gabby Coffey, I was speaking to her agent and I was really impressed with kind of the footage I was seeing off her. And, you know, I know how it is to be behind some really top athletes. I sat behind two Silver Ferns and learnt my trade, and she's done the same, and, you know, being behind the defenders that she's been behind at Vixen. So I think it's, you know, now her time to shine and to get that court time and just to develop her game further. So she's a really exciting young talent. I think she's got a lot of coverage over from Australia. A lot of people excited for her that she kind of gets this break. And yeah, just really, really pleased to be working with her.
A season, I seem to think we discussed about winning so many games out the entire season as well. And it almost worked, didn't it? And is that almost a similar kind of thought as we head into 2025?
Yeah, we were one game off, weren't we? So we said that we wanted to win that one more, and that meant that we would be getting that Stars would be getting the third medal last year, and that didn't happen. So this year with this new squad, I absolutely, you know, my personal aim is top four. I'm hoping that they're coming in thinking the same. You know, we put it to them, they come up with their plans and their goals for the season, and then we make sure that we're all accountable and responsible to making that happen.
Unknown at this stage, but obviously players on paper for Nottingham Forest, but given the fact they've got Chelsea and Karen as well, two really established coaches and coaching staff behind them, they're going to be an interesting side to watch.
Yeah, I think they're the new kids on the block as well as us. So yeah, just, you know, I think Chelsea's an amazing person, and she's under no illusions about how hard coaching is and at this level. But I think she'll, you know, she'll jump straight into it. You know, I can give her as much support as I can. But you know, they've signed a good squad. I like the way that she's done it. I like the way that she's signed those connections that already have those connections. It does make your job a little bit easier as you start to grow a team. So I think she's been very smart in what she's done there. And yeah, looking forward to coming up against them this season.
Have you heard from past Stars fans? The whole purpose of this is about bringing them along with you as well, isn't it?
Yes. I think the fans are the big piece to the puzzle this season. And with, you know, Stars fans, I'm very heavily and trying to convert them to Birmingham Panthers fans. I think the signing of some of those players I signed has done that. So that's one tick. And now, you know, our job is to make those performances really good and make sure that our fans want to follow, you know, kind of a team that is successful and is growing. And I absolutely think that's what Birmingham Panthers will show this year. I think we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I think people look at my defence end. It is younger, but it is very experienced and talented, and I've got plans for them. And it's my job to, you know, kind of instill that, yeah, confidence and that leadership on court in such a young group. But they're all players that want a voice. They've said they've, you know, started developing their voices, and sometimes it is really hard. I know myself as a young player, sitting behind older players and developing that voice. So they're actually a group of very similar age players. So yeah, I'm very, very excited to get them together and grow them. I think our attack end is the more experienced end, kind of in the Panthers line of just the age as well, and in there along with Ruth Hughes, who has, you know, been under myself for the last 2 years. So yeah, I think this season's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Obviously, teams throughout England have said that fixtures are released early October. Mm-hmm. This is where the season's starting, just around the corner for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we're starting in November. I think people have to understand that the pre-season is really long, and our best thing is to make sure that the girls are coming in fresh into season. We've only got 14 games this season. 15, whatever it was. So I think for us, it's looking at making sure that we come in really fresh to those games. I think a tightened season is actually really smart, but you need to tighten up your pre-season as well. So we won't be in for a couple of months. You know, the girls are expected to come in a certain way. I think the ones that have been coached by me before know the standard, but it's increased every year. So you know, we've got a lot of girls working really, really hard in the background staff in their off season right now to come in in really good form, that we can push them through the six trainings required each week now at this professional level.
The arena will be important as well, just to build that buzz around the games as well. Plans will be underway, but we just know what it's like at internationals and finals, don't we?
Yeah, I think it's super exciting to be getting the game into those arenas, but we do need our fans to come on board and pack out those arenas to make it, you know, that feeling that the girls really deserve actually around them. You know, they train so hard, and our fans are that final piece to making sure that the girls feel supported and can perform under those pressures of, like you said, near kind of an international standard. We're seeing it over in Australia. They're getting, you know, 12,000 people to a game, which is phenomenal. So, you know, it's brilliant to be bringing netball to the heart of Birmingham and to a really big city, and to get the city on board.
Have you got the right team to really make an impact?
Absolutely.
Good answer. I notice your name isn't on there, but are you focusing purely on coaching?
Yes. The body had it. I was watching myself. No. In the final series, I was like, absolutely not. I think it's too hard. You can't commit 100% to coaching or to playing. And that's a really tough space that I found myself in last season and the season before. And this season with the professionalisation, it's my time to step down. It's my time to jump into coaching, you know, have those one-to-ones, those small group sessions, and really build the players. I think I'm technically very, very good. I rate myself highly there, but I haven't been able to explore that side of my coaching yet in real depth, because I've been so much on court. So that's what I'm most excited about. I'm, you know, pulling apart kind of players' games and really improving them, or giving them, you know, that nugget or two, those couple of nuggets across the season that really take their game to a new level. And that's what I had some coaches, you know, when I was younger in New Zealand actually do to me, and really changed my game. And that kind of made me more of a, I guess, a technical athlete. Like, I look at the technical stuff first before even the strategy and tactics behind it. So I'm really, really looking forward to exploring that with the girls and fully putting everything I've got into them.
Everything online about Panthers, birminghampanthers.com. Jo, thank you for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q, and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcast rail.